Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
We've made the connection with Aaron Burns. Joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Burnsy, happy opening day, man. What's going on?
All good, guys. One of my favorite and happy opening day to you guys. Now, one of my favorite Twitter handles of all time comes from arguably the wittiest baseball player to ever play, at least, I mean, we could say the Bay Area, but he's by far the wittiest guy that I ever played with, and that was Dan Herring. And later in his career, he opened his Twitter account.
He's
and
incredible.
His handle was iThrow88.
He threw harder than that. Well, I guess he did throw 88. He did.
Dude, that was it. That was it.
But he also threw.
Bro, Dan Herring threw 95, Tommy.
I know.
Freaking, it was insane, right? He was one of the nastiest pitchers in baseball. And then later in your career, his fastball dropped off. And it was the same time that he got on Twitter and he had the iThrow88 handle. I just thought it was brilliant.
Still has it. Still out there. You're still rocking it, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. I've heard Ty Cobb was super witty. I can't verify, but really witty.
He was more straight to the point, I think. He was more direct with his comedy. Yeah.
What have you been making of baseball? Pace of play, all the stuff. I said, for someone like me who's watched it a certain way my whole life, it takes a little getting used to, but I think, much like the players, the more you watch it, the more it'll just seem like a regular baseball game, and the pace of play is going to be really good, and guys are going to be, you know, ready to bat for the most part. Guys are going to be ready to pitch for the most part, and the game's just going to have a better flow to it. What have you thought of it so far?
Yeah, that's what I've noticed, but it's not like we're going to be able to tell right away. I think there's going to be a lot of things. I'm really interested in the stolen bases. I'm interested to see what it also does for the left-handed batters that were hurt so often by the shift. I do think that going to a game was an interesting experience at first when I was in spring training. I think it was a Diamondbacks-Cubs game that we went to, and I was fixated on the pitch clock. And then I was rooting for somebody, obviously, to violate the pitch clock. And it just never happened. And then I stopped watching the pitch clock, and that was it. And so I don't think that is going to be as big of an impact as maybe we all thought it was. So I think the biggest thing, you know, when it's all said and done, and I want to see this, is the stolen bases and the running game. And ideally, if we're able to get that back in the game, that's just overall, it's a great thing for baseball. But coming off of the WBC, I don't know where you guys were on that, but I thought that was one of the coolest events that I've ever watched in my entire life. Yeah. And so to think that, you know, here's Major League Baseball, this is an awesome opportunity to parlay that, because you have people paying attention to baseball. And if you're able to go ahead and highlight some of the stars that were in the WBC, for example, like Yoshida, who is now the left fielder for the Boston Red Sox. I know he had a hit today, but there's so many of these guys that we're going to be able to see now play at the big league level. But that was, again, it's just the WBC that did it for me. And I was as big of a baseball fan, I think, as I've ever been. The communications with Mark DeRosa, who was a good buddy of mine, who was the manager of the USA team, it was so freaking awesome just to have this sort of inside perspective. And I'm saying this, I was a baseball analyst, right? Like working for MLB Network for 10 years. And I just never felt that. I guess there was a time when AJ Hinch was making a run and the Astros, I think it was in 2017. And we were going back and forth in communications and the games and everything. But talking to D-Ro throughout the process was, I was just fascinated with it because of some of the restrictions and stuff that he was dealing with and some of the moves that he was making. Like, literally, teams expected him to run it like it was spring training. And it's like, bro, these other teams aren't out here doing that. Like, we have to, you know, guys are trying to get their work in, but, you know, obviously, you know, it's D-Rose assets. That's, I would say, on the line, but it was, yeah, it was just a real fun experience. And so hopefully MLB will be able to capitalize from that and put some people in the seats, and obviously viewers are everything.
Yeah, we both thoroughly enjoyed it. Thought it was a lot of fun. The intensity was great. The baseball was great. You mentioned the stolen base, and as a guy who used to steal bases yourself, I talked about growing up watching baseball. 80s were kind of my formative years watching baseball, late 70s, but mostly 80s. And I'm wondering if we're going to start seeing a little more diversity in the game in terms of how teams play, because I agree with you. Stolen base is one of the most fun plays in baseball, especially late in the game when you need a stolen base, and everyone knows that's going to be really interesting now with the two pickoffs. But do you think we'll see not only more of that, that we might see some more hit and runs? I wonder if anybody's going to learn how to drag bunt anymore, just like trying to get on base and put the pressure on the defenses, just like going back to playing baseball the way it was kind of played. Not the same, but maybe a little more where you're trying to attack the defense in different ways, not just hitting the ball in the gap or over the wall. You're trying to maybe manufacture some more runs. How do you see it going? Because I kind of hope it gets back to that at least a little bit.
Yeah, Tommy, I'm with you. I think that it will. I think more than anything that the strikeout, which has become so common, I believe that teams are realizing that the strikeout has absolutely zero benefit. And I know it sounds crazy, but like I believe that we really will get back to having a two-strike approach, putting the ball in play, putting runners in motion. All of those things are important. Like, it's a fight for 90 feet, and that's it, right? Mm-hmm. That was the Moneyball philosophy, where we'll take 90 feet any way you can get it. Now, at the beginning stages, the reason why Billy and the analytics crew didn't love the stolen base was that if you can't steal at an 85% clip or better, it's not worth it. I'm not sure if that was the exact number. Maybe it was 80%. Then you're giving an out away. And it's the same philosophy with the sack bunt. You don't want to give an out away. And it's the same way that I run the let them play teams, where we're not looking to give outs away, but at the same time, when the third baseman is playing in left field, you want to drop one down, go ahead. Mm-hmm. And it, as far as the running thing, I don't know where big league teams are on this, and I don't know exactly. I don't have numbers to back up my point, but one of the things that we like to do is push the envelope. I did this with the Bananas. I do it with LTP. And I'll take a kid that may not be the fastest kid. It doesn't matter. We fight for inches on the base pass. Every inch. We fight for inches on our leads, right? And then it's about the jump. Fight for inches on leads. Get a lead, get a jump, go. And then at the same time, I instruct the hitter, don't ever take a fastball down the middle. Because I don't want, and then that's a whole different philosophy, right? It's like, oh, well, take the pitch and let the guy steal second or steal third. Maybe third with one out would make sense. But other than that, no. If that's the pitch in the at-bat that you're going to get that you can drive to the gap, drive that ball to the gap. And the same thing as far as like hit and run. I'm not looking for our hitters to hit the ball on the ground. I want the runner in motion. If you happen to hit a ground ball, oh, well. But I don't want you to force it the other way. And it's been amazing to me in the way that I've watched the evolution of this, because we do it with everybody. Like, it's not a secret. If you play against us, you know what we're going to do. We're going to run. Actually, that's what we call it. It's a run and hit, where I don't want these guys taking the pitches, but it's constantly putting the pressure on the defense, and it's moving guys out of position. And at the same time, we're also not taking the bat out of the guy's hands at the plate. So if I were a big league manager, and I'm managing this thing for the season with the bases and everything else, I would do the same thing. I would constantly be trying to get a lead, get a jump up. If you don't have a lead, you don't have a jump. I don't want to give up now. But at the same time, if you're doing that, because a lot of the pitches, if you think about this, right, a lot of the pitches where dudes get thrown out are fastballs right down the middle. That the guy takes it, fastball gets going, the guy takes it, he's just a pro on, he's done. But if it's a slider down the way, no, take that pitch, and I'd say 9 times out of 10, that guy's going to steal the base, and it doesn't matter so long as you can run decent. So it's just, I think there's going to be, look, the game's constantly evolving. There's no doubt in my mind. One of the things that we've realized is that the ball needs to be put in play. And so there's going to be adjustments made there. And I think now, if you have an opportunity to push the envelope, to pull these running hits, because there's a much higher percentage that that guy's going to be safe at second or third. It's the guy that's not having to put the ball in play. It just makes baseball more fun. It makes it more exciting. And as a manager, it makes it more fun to manage it like that.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I think we're going to try to reconnect with that with Burns. He's getting a little rocky there on the back end. I want to ask him, he's talking approach stuff there. I want to ask him about the Bryce Johnson stuff. Do you remember last year, and we'll bring it up with him, he told us that we thought he was kind of kidding. He told us that really like raw, true story about when he was not called up at the end of spring. Remember it was April Fool's mm-hmm. Day? And yep. he thought Billy was messing with him. And he was like, no, you need to go down and learn how to walk more. Like, you need to learn how to walk. And he's like, he thought it was ridiculous. Like, it was an absolute joke. And I was looking at Bryce Johnson's numbers here, 27 years old. 16 games in spring this year, 52 plate appearances, 42 at-bats. Tommy walked 7 times. He struck out 12 times. He hit .310, had an .828 OPS, 12 for 12 stealing bases, 4 doubles. He was 13 for 42. I mean, he played a great center field. He gives you an element that you haven't had before. 27 years old, I don't know what else you're waiting for with a guy like this. And you've got guys on the roster where it's a little bit questionable what the role is they're going to play. I want to ask him about that. We made the connection with Burns. Burns, you told us a story last year that was really honest and open and raw about the end of a spring training season when Billy didn't call you up. And he said he wanted you to go back to Sacramento and work on drawing more walks. And we've been talking a lot today. We talked to Susan Slusser about it earlier. Bryce Johnson found out today with the Giants that he was going back to Sacramento. 27 years old, hit .310 at an .828 OPS. He walked, he hit, he didn't strike out a ton. He was 12 for 12 stealing bases. He plays a position of need. He has speed and an element the Giants don't have on the roster. He's already on the 40-man roster. I don't know what you tell a kid who's done everything you ask, and then you look around and you go, yeah, we don't know that we're going to take you now. We don't have a spot for you. What goes on with a guy like that? What's the next step for him?
You could tell him the same thing that Art Howe told me, and that was call Billy. Art literally said, he goes, Burnsy, you deserve to be on this team. I'm out of excuses of telling you why you shouldn't be on the team. And the only thing I can tell you is call Billy. And so I called Billy. And so, but, yeah, hey, this game doesn't owe any of us anything. It really doesn't. Life's not fair. Baseball's not fair. I had a big post on Instagram this morning about it. And I'll tell you what. Look, when you're in the trenches and you're the dudes in the arena and you're going through it, you just have to focus on everything that's within your control. Yeah. Because there are so many people out there that want you to fail. There's so many people. I'm talking, you know, not only opposing fans, obviously, when you go in play, but, I mean, it could be your own fans. It could be your own teammates. It's a nasty, nasty world, and you can't control those people. So for the most part, you have to focus on what you can do, and that's playing great baseball. So it's not easy. It's frustrating. It got to the point where I was in Nashville, and I'd gotten sent down. It was the same year that we're talking about, 2002. And I couldn't get going. I had a tough time trying to just let go of everything, and it was affecting my play on the field. And so for the first time in my entire career, I became that dude where I felt sorry for myself. I felt like I was cheated, and then I let it affect me. And Bob Guerin pulled me aside. He's like, "Burnsy, look." He goes, "I don't know what's up with you." He goes, "I've never seen you like this, but I'm gonna give you 2 days off, and you got to get your head right. I get it. You're the last cut, like all this stuff. You're disappointed. You should be in the big leagues. I know you should be in the big leagues, but you're not, and you can't do anything about it. So sit here and watch baseball for the next 2 nights, and then we can go ahead and get you back in there and try to get you going." And so I sat there that first night and watched our team put up 11 runs, and it was just like a 4th of July fireworks display, barrels everywhere, pop, 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 and I'm just salivating, wanting to get in the game. And I think of all the minor league games, I don't think I ever missed one minor league game, not one, and that was the first one. And then the next day, because Bob had said, "I'm giving you 2 nights off," I showed up at noon to make sure that I was there when Bob got to the stadium. And I told him, I said, "There's no way I'm sitting out tonight." And he's like, "Dude," he's like, "you got Bronson Arroyo, nasty right-hander, big prospect at the time." I go, "Bob, I don't care if Cy Young is on the mound tonight. I want back in. I learned my lesson. I get it." And sure enough, got in there, went 3-for-4 with the homer. And within a week of that, I was back in the big leagues. I might have been hitting 0-something or 1-something at the time. I brought the average back up to damn near 300 and just completely went off, and then was in the big leagues and spent the rest of my career in the big leagues. So sometimes you got to go through it to get to it. And you know, ultimately though, if you don't approach it, I don't care who you are, I don't care how talented you are, if you don't approach it with the right attitude and the right effort, and you start feeling sorry for yourself, and you start thinking that the A's owe me something, Billy owes me something, nobody owes you anything. You realize how fortunate you are, and guess what? Eventually, the game is going to chew you up and spit you out like it has everybody else. Be grateful for where you are. Be grateful for every single playing opportunity. That was the other thing. I mean, we had guys as a bench player that they bitch about late at-bats that they would get. Yeah. Whether it was, "Oh, I had to go pinch hit off such and such," or "I had to do this or that." And real early on, I made it a point to myself to, like, I don't care if it's a pinch run. I don't care if it's just go play left field. Whatever it is, every single time I take this field, I'm going to take it like I'm a dude. Like, I'm an old. Like, I don't care if it's garbage time. It doesn't matter. And it took a while, but eventually, you know, that led to becoming an everyday player. But you have to earn it. You have that one moment. You have that one shot. You have that one opportunity. And the question becomes, what are you going to do with it? Now, it gets frustrating, though, because you get in there and you're like, "Well, I did do something with it." And next thing you know, I'm back to AAA. So it can wear on a guy. But I think if you take that mentality that the game doesn't owe you anything, and because you accept the role doesn't mean you're going to love the role. I'm not asking anyone to love it. You don't have to love it. It's not fair. But at the same time, you better accept it, because if you don't accept it, you're just going to continue to spiral downhill.
It's like Crash Davis, man. It's like Crash Davis. Before we...
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Before I let you run, just give us your quick thumbnail sketch on the Giants this year.
I went over them with Will the other night. We went through the entire roster. They're fine. Offensively challenged, I would say. I think it all depends on what sort of production that you get from these guys, because you have a lot of guys that have had success in the past. But what are they going to replicate? Are they going to replicate what they did in 2022? Because if they do, the Giants are in trouble. They're projected to win 81.5 games. I got a good buddy of mine that actually does shows on No Filter. He's a gambling, professional handicapper. And his pick, you ready for this? His pick for the year, his big MLB pick, was Giants over 81.5, and then the other one that he had was Padres under 94. So I found that pretty interesting. The more I dug into it, they're fine. I think Farhan knows what he's doing as far as analytically to put a team together that he sees value and he finds value where other teams might not. But ultimately, I think they're going to be a 500 team. That's where they should be. But so long as you're a 500 team, you got a chance, right? Like, you could be a 500 team and get in the dance. So it's not the end of the world. And then it's a matter of just who gets hot at the right time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let everybody know where they can see on No Filter and when you're going to be doing shows with Will this year on No Filter.
Will and I will be on tonight at 6 p.m. We're going to break down the Giants and the Yankees from earlier today. We have the A's starting at 7 o'clock, so we'll be watching that game. We just had the Houston game with the White Sox that started, so we'll go over that. We had our first Deuces Wild of the season on Tuesday, and Will was in rare form. He was talking about the rule changes and all sorts of other things. He definitely doesn't lack any sort of opinion, especially about the Giants' Friday night off day in New York. That was the latest post that just went up on No Filter site. So, dude, you know what's great is that Will, he comes out guns a-blazing. He had a hip replacement, and I got the other night when we had him on, I just got this completely unfiltered, in your face, everything that he's held in for the offseason that's bothered him, he let it out. So I imagine we'll have more of that tonight. So we're live, we're interactive. If you want to join the stream, hit the knock button. You can ask Will a question. We often break into hitting demonstrations. We talk youth baseball. We rip packs of 1987 Tops. I got some 1989 Donners right here. Those come complete with unfiltered stories and character checks of all the guys. And then we cannot forget the Daily Hustle, by the way. A quick plug there. News on the twos, scores on the greats. Greats on the eights. I'll skip the bitches on the sixes because I don't think I'm supposed to say that on KNBR. And, of course, Stormy Burns and the latest weather report on the nines. So that's every morning, 8 a.m. Monday through Friday on nofilter.net.
Burnsy, you're the best, man. Tell Will we said hi. Have a great show tonight, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, my friend.
See you, bro.
I love you guys.
There you go, man. Nofilter.net.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.